it doesn't feel right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that. Penny did that.
Excuse me.
Desk chair.
Why don't I just eat in my desk chair?
Here we go.
That is my desk chair. That is where I work. I don't eat in my desk chair, and I don't work in my spot. I work in my desk chair and eat in my spot.
Whack-a-doodle. You know, there's kind of an obvious solution here. Get up. There, problem solved. Nobody cares where you're gonna sit. You're not crazy.
Excuse me, but the problem is not solved. If your head had been accidentally amputated and we transplanted a dog's head in its place, would that be problem solved?
If it were your head, it would be.
Kellen, I am really, really sorry, but it's only for a week. Can't you be a little bit flexible?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't really think that through.
You claim it's going to be a week, but I have no faith in your dry cleaner.
Why not?
Did you notice the sign on his counter? He's not a full-time dry cleaner. He also makes keys.
Oh, for God's sake, Sheldon.
Now, focus is important. Was Michael DeBakey a wedding planner in between heart transplants? Did Alexander Fleming moonlight as a hairdresser? Thanks for discovering penicillin. Now, how about we try a bouffant?
Ooh, looks like I'm gonna have sex tonight. Hey, baby.
His right hand is calling him?
No, it's Leslie Winkle. It's a long story.
Whoa.
I'll pick you up in 10 minutes. Gentlemen, adieu.
Well, I thought we were going to play Halo tonight.
What am I supposed to do, Leonard? There's a woman out there anxious to have sex with me. You understand, right?
No, not at all.
Nevertheless, I must depart.
Yeah, by the way, did I tell you Leslie pulled some strings and got me on the research trip to Geneva to check out the CERN super collider?
But that's not fair. You're not even a physicist.
Okay, there are two ways of looking at this.
Get out!
You're improving.
Thank you. It helps when I get to practice with a real woman.
Hey, listen, Saturday my sister's getting married. I want you to come with me. It's black tie.
Yeah, gee, I'd really rather not.
Why not?
When I go to weddings, it's to scam on chunky bridesmaids. I don't know what I would do with a date.
All right. I understand.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm really sorry about that Geneva trip.
What about it?
Oh, didn't you hear? I had to reduce the number of people going and you didn't make the cut.
When did that happen?
About 12 seconds ago.
Hold on. Are you saying if I don't go to the wedding, I can't go to Geneva?
Well, actually, I'm trying not to say it.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that makes me a little uncomfortable.
How so?
Because it's like you're controlling me with new equipment and research trips.
Well, if I weren't controlling you with new equipment and research trips, then I'd be uncomfortable.
How so?
Because then we'd be in like a real relationship with feelings and all that crap.
The bottom line, I'm just a bought and paid for sex toy.
No, not at all. You're also arm candy. So, what do you think?
Yeah,
Hey, Ma, you gotta rent me a tux!
Right now? What kind of sex are you having up there?
Why are you crouching there?
This is my spot. Where else am I supposed to crouch?
I don't know, Texas?
Here you go, fresh from the cleaners, good as new.
Really? Great.
Sheldon, look, good as new.
From that key maker, I highly doubt it.
Come on, Sheldon, just give it a try.
All right.
There, nice and comfy cozy, 000.
There's one more zero. You forgot the time parameter.
Sit on the damn couch.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope? What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's what's wrong with him.
It's exactly the same.
Penny, I think I know what to do. Sheldon, I have some bad news.
More?
I'm afraid so. You know the cashew chicken I get you on Monday nights?
Yes, from Szechuan Palace.
Szechuan Palace closed 2 years ago.
What? Where did my cashew chicken come from?
Golden Dragon.
No. Oh, this isn't right. No, our food always comes in Szechuan Palace containers.
Yeah, well, before they went out of business, I bought 4,000 containers. I keep them in the trunk of my car.
Oh, this changes everything.
I thought that might take his mind off the cushion.
What's real? What isn't? How can I know?
You did make that up, right?
But God, I wish I had.
Leonard?
Yeah, buddy.
I still don't like this cushion.
Okay. First of all, Penny, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for the shoes.
Penny is an amazing shot. I think we have a real chance to win this week.
What's the plan?
Okay, now, we all run out. Sheldon and I will cut to the left behind these trees. Raj, Howard, and Leslie flank to the right behind the rocks. Then we'll all have a great view as Penny runs out and kills everyone else in sight.
Now, just one thing before we start.
What is it, Sheldon?
That was for my cushion.
Penny was our only hope.
I'm sorry, Leonard, but revenge is a dish best served cold.
Where's that?
She can't shoot me. She's dead.
He's right. You can't.
Well, if we're going to descend into anarchy...
Okay, see ya. Where are you going?
Surrender then, Denny.